Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. I'm joined by my co-host, Lucky Peris, today being the 20th of March 2026, as we go down to the SSC for the 92nd Battle of the Saints, where St. Joseph's are playing against the Pete Wrights, and also be peeping to the Gaul International Stadium, the Battle of the Lovers between Mind the College Gaul and Richmond College. Start off at the SSC. The Josephians were put into bat at close of play, 281 runs for the loss of 5 wickets after dominating Session 1 and Session 2, but definitely Session 3 belonged to the Pete Wrights because they conceded 82 runs and they had 4 scalps in their bag. So St. Joseph's 281 for 5. Janula Dantanarara made 84, the opener. Sanju Wakungula made 86. Abhisha Samesh, 53, the top order really clicking. And then Rishma Amarsingh, the skipper, made 22 at the back end. Savindu Silva, the Pete Wright spinner, off spinner, 4 for 58. And Pandit Ratna, another spinner, who bowls leg spin, took 1 for 73. Now then, at Gaul, Mahinda versus Richmond. Richmond at close of play, through 203 runs for the loss of 4 wickets. The international games that are coming up today are all based in New Zealand. The Kiwis take on South Africa in the T20, and so far in the 5 T20 series is even Stevens. South Africa won the first game by 7 wickets. Kiwis came right back and won the second game by 68 runs. So today's game would be very interesting. Who will take the lead? That's the question. And the Kiwi women will play against the South African women in their second T20. New Zealand trail in this series by 1-0. Remember, they lost to South Africa by 18 runs in the first outing. Now, here's some poor news for Mathisa Pathirana. The Sri Lanka Cricket Board has refused to issue him an NOC to play in the IPL because he failed a fitness test. Remember, he could not play in the World Cup T20 recently concluded because of a hamstring injury. He's still not recovered and he's gone through fitness tests and he has not been approved because he still is having a hamstring injury that is bothering him. So he will not be seen in pursuit. And remember, he was purchased by KKR for 18 crore. That's a sad loss for him. Then also another player who will not be seen in pursuit is Mustafizur Rahman, or better known as Fizz. And that's mainly due to the politics between Bangladesh and India. So sad that he'll not be seen in pursuit. Now the big question is, whom will KKR replace? There's a lot of talk that Musambarani of Zimbabwe could be a prospect. We'll keep our eyes focused on that. And we now join Shane Dulava. He's given us the 10 teams in order for Rugby World rankings. Right. The team that's at the top is the Springboks, as expected. All Blacks in second place. The Irish are in third place. The French occupy slot number 4. Los Pumas occupy slot number 5. The English, sadly, at number 6. 7th place are the Scots. 8th place, the Wallabies. 9th, the Fijis. And the Italians are placed at number 10. Well, that's the World Cup ranking in rugby. We also just like to remind all our listeners, don't forget tomorrow, the important quarterfinals in the schools President's Knockout Tournament coming up. 2 games are scheduled to be played tomorrow and 2 more games on Sunday. So that's very interesting over the weekend. Right, that's it from me and Lucky Peris this morning. I hope you did enjoy our podcast as much as we did enjoy relaying it to you. Look forward to your company again tomorrow. In the meantime, sit back and relax as we spin you a record for your listening pleasure.